Ramsey TV.
From the edge of the bottom of a state that Donald Trump is going to win a few short weeks from now, this is Martin Zender with your 2020 election update. All right. Yeah, here I am. Don't forget, I am also the second idiot in heaven, as you can see from this coffee mug. Thank you, Elaine. Well, now, as I said in my last political video, for those of you who do not like politics, do not like me to talk about politics, do not think I'm qualified to talk about politics, you are welcome to not watch this show. I will not hold it against you for more than 3 or 4 weeks. I know there's someone with Trump derangement syndrome watching. She's a friend of mine. I love her. She's in the body of Christ. She'll comment every time I do a political video. You can tell she has TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, when she says things like, "Trump has never said anything intelligent," followed by 5 exclamation points. That's a dead giveaway. Any kind of emotional outburst that is totally illogical and irrational, like, "Trump is a complete idiot," ! It's like, yeah, Trump derangement syndrome. The only thing you can do at this point is just talk to them softly, maybe offer them a warm beverage. I sent this particular woman a get well card, and hope for the best. Hope for the best. Now, down here at the edge of the bottom of a state Trump will win in November, there you can see much more support, outward support, than you did in 2016. 2016, people were playing it low. They're still playing it low 4 years later, but not as much. You see cars with Trump flags behind them. You see people, even on the street, there's a big sign. Something about evil occurs when good men do nothing. Something of that nature. It's a famous quote from a famous person. The person is so famous and the quote is so famous that I don't know it exactly, or I don't know who said it. But it's the only way evil can triumph. That's it. The only way evil can triumph is if good men do nothing. And women, good men and women do nothing. And then underneath, but that sign's been up there for months. And it just seemed like a generally nice sentiment. But now it says, "Vote for Trump," underneath that big, big sign. So that's kind of funny to me. I like it a lot. Now, the Democrats, headed by the illustrious Joe Biden, the insiders know they're going to lose. They know that they can't win with this guy as their leader. Every time I see a Joe Biden campaign speech, quote unquote, I'm telling you, I am not kidding. It looks like a Saturday Night Live skit. Lately, he was in a field. He had this field in the background. There are always like 5 or 6 people attending his rallies. And this particular one, there's a giant bug crawling on him, and he's saying some strange things. He can only function at all if he's on a teleprompter, and even then he flubs the teleprompter. And then there was did you see that latest one down here in Florida where he was talking to an Hispanic group? And he comes on, takes the podium, and says, "Well, I have only one thing to say." He takes out his phone and he plays Despacito, the famous, you know, Latin song. It's like, talk about pandering. That's like coming into a black audience and taking your phone, "It's all I have to say," and like playing a Bill Cosby routine or Fat Albert. "Hey, hey, hey." It's so, like, that's going to win you points. It's like the Hispanics are going to go, "Oh, he understands us. He plays this famous song." Or the black community is going to say, "Oh, Joe Biden really understands us. He loves Fat Albert." That's a Saturday Night Live skit. I have to pinch myself to tell me it's real. This is the actual candidate. Oh, the first event when Kamala Harris was chosen as the vice presidential candidate. This is their, she comes out with Joe, who loves the mask. People are starting to hate the mask. You still got your sheep, but Biden comes out with a mask. Harris comes out with a mask. They march out to the podium. This is their first official statement as a ticket. Biden walks up to the microphone looking idiotic in his black mask. Absolutely idiotic. Nobody realizes how stupid people on television look when they're talking through a mask. You can see the mask moving with their mouth and their breath. And it's just, again, it's like a Saturday Night Live skit. The whole thing is unbelievable. So Biden steps up to the podium. This may be, I don't know, a month ago. He says, if I'm elected and Kamala Harris is my vice president, the first thing we're going to do, and you're waiting for some grand political statement like a chicken in every pot, something wonderful, a free car in every garage, at least give us some socialist, communist, utopian message or something. No, this is what he says. I promise that as president, my first act will be, I will make masks mandatory outdoors. Yay, he's my man. Yes, that's what we want. We want to be forced by the government to wear masks while we jog alone and ride bicycles alone. Yes, this is what we want. Joe Biden, Joe Biden. How tone deaf or cuckoo crazy can you be? And then Kamala gets out there with her mask, takes it off very ceremoniously, and Joe usually leaves it hanging from his right ear. And she says, now that's leadership. You expect the director to yell cut. Oh, this is a scene in a Jim Carrey movie or a Saturday Night Live skit. But some people actually think that this ticket's going to win. All right. Anyway, that's its own thing. So most of the Democrats in the high office, and I'm not a Democrat or Republic. I'm an idea guy. I have an ideology of small government. So when I say the Democratic candidate, you don't get the idea I hate Democrats, I love Republicans. That is not the case. I have an ideology concerning government, that the smaller the government, the better. It's necessary, it's necessary in this world. We're not at the imagine John Lennon point where imagine there are no countries. Not there yet. Johnny boy, love you for the sentiment, but so as long as we have countries and as long as government is required, even the Apostle Paul acknowledged it, be subject to the superior authorities, God has put them over you. I like small government. I don't like totalitarian government. I don't like government telling me how to live, telling me what to do, taking my money from me involuntarily. People think that I'll just use Republican. Republicans are evil. This is the template that the Democrats wrote years ago that has tricked people for 50 years or 60 or 70 or 100, but is not anymore, is that the Democrats are nice and they're soft and they're generous and they're caring and they're compassionate and they love you. Republicans are mean. They're hard people. They hate sick people. They hate poor people. And they want to destroy old people and they want to, yeah, they're corporate fat cats, they're all smoking cigars with their top hats and their fur coats and plotting ways to stomp down the masses and make themselves richer. Yeah. No, not generally. We dislike it when people voluntarily give. We just don't like it when the government takes power upon itself to confiscate people's wealth at inordinate percentages. Yeah. We call it legalized theft here in the United States. When you take money involuntarily from someone, how would you like it if I, Martin Zender, the world's most outspoken Bible scholar, somehow was able to tap into your bank accounts? I need support for my work. And you wake up in the morning and you look that there's a $300 withdrawal from your bank account. What the hell is this? Zender got into my account and he just took $300 out of it. That would piss you off pretty quick. And you would quit watching me. You would hate me. You would talk me down, and rightly so. The beauty of this work is everything is voluntary. Everything is God-inspired. Everything is from a joyful heart. That's the way that the right believes giving should be. It should be generous. It should be individual. It should be private. It should well up from the soft chambers of the heart. And it is proven that those on the right give much more generously than those on the left. Those on the left, they talk about compassion. They just don't generally exercise it. Now, the people who say that we ought to, you know, redistribute wealth, it doesn't include their wealth. Didn't mean for this to be an ideological conversation, so I'll get off of that right now. But a lot of the higher-ups know they're going to lose this election. And so the plan now is, if you haven't heard, this is big. And this speaks to the final years of Millennium 6. Now I'm going to talk about the fulfillment of prophecy. Are you ready for this? They're now admitting, that is those on the Democratic side, the left, that the mistake they made in 2016 was to concede the election to Trump. You see, because these people know the only way they can win is to cheat. Because for some reason, they have this idea, the leftists, that they have a rightful ownership to power. It's like if they're not in power, something went terribly wrong. What? We're not in power? They don't see elections as a choice of the people of the United States who they want. Because they obviously haven't accepted 2016. So what we're seeing in the last 4 years is just sore losers. That's it in a nutshell. If you want to explain everything, the riots, the Russian investigation, the impeachment thing, two words, sore losers. Those on the right never do this, never do this. When Obama won, we just said, oh, well, we lost an election. Better luck next time. We'll do a better job getting the message out. We'll blah, 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 blah. Just compete in the political realm. No, the left resorts to dirty tricks. They think they have a right to power. Like I said, they tell themselves, if we're not in charge, something went terribly, terribly wrong, and we will fix it by any means possible. It's the thug mentality. Send out Joey with a crowbar. Tell him they should vote. Tell him they voted wrong. Yeah. The thug mentality. Punish your enemies. Punish your enemies. Try to destroy the character of your enemies. It's all personal, personal attacks, personal attacks. Instead of, how about we compete in the realm of ideas? If the Democrats had done that in 2016, says, oh, well, we lost. How the hell did that happen? How the hell did a real estate developer, reality show star from Queens get elected president? I think we better regroup, find out why he's so popular, and retailer our message. If they had done that, they'd be competitive this year. But they didn't do that. Instead, it was like, wah, we gotta get rid of the big meanie. Orange man bad. Trump is Satan. Trump is Hitler. Trump is the devil. Trump is evil. Trump never said anything smart in his life. Okay, this stuff is got them in the position they're in today. Brilliant political strategy. No, they're blinded by hate, blinded by rage, blinded by crybaby, pick up my toys and go home mentality. They're absolutely paralyzed. They will do anything to get rid of Trump. And by doing that, they overplayed their hand. They've gone way over to the other side. And now what they've done is they've created this environment where Americans who don't really think that much about politics, don't really know what the left is, don't really know what the right is. They just believe the stereotypes, you know. These people are now starting to see that the left is nuts. This is the logical progression of leftism, what you're seeing. It's not an anomaly. This is what has been being hidden by, you know, whitewashed messages over the years. But this is the result. It's totalitarianism. It's, we're going to take over by strength, sorry. We're going to burn buildings, and we're going to kill people, and we're going to take over government because we know better than you do what to do with your money. You're not smart enough to know how to manage your life. You're not smart enough to know about the environment or to know whether you should wear a mask or not or to know whether you should take a vaccine. No, we know better than you do, and we're going to tell you what to do. And if you just give us the reins of power, this is the lie of totalitarianism, no matter where you find it, is you promise the people everything. You become Santa Claus. We will give you free health care. We will give you free housing. We will give you a free wage. We will give you free education. We'll give you free everything. And then the people, oh, I want that because Santa Claus is fun. Will we get candy canes too? Yes? Ooh, so they vote. And then the totalitarian government gets into place and then they crush the people. They actually don't care about the people. They care about power. They'll just tell the people anything to get the vote. And then after that, crush city. Castro, Mao, Maduro, Stalin. Pick any communist regime you like. And now this has come to the American shores. People don't realize that. Some people don't realize that yet. That's how serious it is. So Trump is campaigning on a message that, in my mind, can't lose because the majority of the people in this country still, thank God, don't want communism. I hear the argument, socialism's not communism. It's communism light, and that's where it leads to. You eventually take so much money from those who make money that they can't absorb it anymore. You take it in order to give to the people who, you know, don't necessarily deserve it, sorry. And then the rich people leave, and then you get rid of a middle class because you don't have laborers. The rich people are the ones who employ people. Hello. Yeah, I'm the second idiot in heaven. Paul's the first. He gets that distinction, not me. So they admitted they made a mistake. They did. The Democrats, Hillary, by conceding to Trump. Because then once she called Trump and said, good luck, Mr. President. Then they had to get rid of him, try to get rid of him by other means. Also known as a coup, attempted coup. Yeah. Of course, that didn't work. It's only made Trump more popular. That must frustrate the hell out of the left. Anyway, that was their mistake to even concede that he had won in a Democratic election. See, they can't have Democratic elections because they will lose every time in a Democratic election. They have to stack the deck. They have to cheat. They have to send out these fake ballots and go out and fill them out themselves. They have to suppress voter turnout. They have to do all these underhanded tricks in order to try to win. Because they can't win on ideas because their ideas suck. Their ideas eventually destroy people and cities. It's so obvious here in the United States. Look who runs the wrecked cities. Look who's in charge of LA, San Francisco. I'm sorry for all you people in California. I know you're not responsible for it. Those of you in the body of Christ, you got a crisis there. I understand it's because of bad government. Look who's running LA, San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Baltimore, Minneapolis. All these big cities, it's all Democrat run. They're all run by lefties who are pro-crime. They have to be soft to the criminals. The criminals are people too. We can't make them mad. We believe in their message. They have a right to speak out and burn buildings and kill people and spray paint their messages on walls. Yeah. So you coddle the criminals, and by doing that, you automatically hate your own citizens. Anyway, and then there's sanctuary cities. Don't get me started on that. We will allow illegal immigrants in our city. No laws here. Look at the results, or don't, whatever you want to do, I don't care. Things are going just dandy. So this year, they're not going to acknowledge a winner. That's their plan. They're not going to give the, even when Trump wins, even if he wins in a 47-state landslide, they're not going to concede the election. They're going to claim that it was illegally stolen. They're going to just bring up all these technical BS issues and fight it. And but you heard Hillary. Joe Biden never concede. Don't make that phone call. Yeah, that's the plan. Never make the phone call. Never concede. Basically, start rioting. Start burning down cities. That's what they're going to do. They're going to start burning down cities. You think the rioting's crazy now? Where do you see it when Trump wins? But don't be frightened. This is why. Because Donald Trump, as a president of the United States, believe it or not, he has been so careful with his power. He has so much constitutional power. He could be doing so many more things than he's doing now. It is every right to do. The 14th Amendment there's something in there about the insurrection law, where if there's an act of insurrection against the government, which there is, that's what this is. This isn't about race. It's not about race. BLM is not about race. Nothing to do with race. It's a front. It's a outward presentation that will try to make people think, oh, they care, they want equality between the races. No, they don't. Look at their own website. It's a Marxist communist organization. They want to take over the country, but they want to trick dumber people into buying into it by putting this, well, they're all about racial equality. That's all they want. No, God. Wake up and smell the insurrection. So after Trump wins, he is going to deploy the U.S. military against these states that are, and all bets are off then because he's the president, legitimately the president. The riots are going to go crazy, and this time Trump is going to exercise his constitutional authority, and he's going to stamp it out, which he has a right to do. It's not that, oh, he's a meanie. I told you he was a meanie. No, he's a meanie. He's a meanie. These third world states like California, third world cities like Minneapolis and Baltimore and New York now, they are going to stage insurrections against the government. And that's illegal. And Trump is going to legally squash it with the military, with the National Guard. He's going to save us from these idiots who want to tear down the United States. It's insurrection against the United States. And Trump is going to stamp them out. And in this, he's going to be, once again, as I've been telling you, the white horse rider of Revelation. Not the Christ, no, but eventually the Antichrist. I told you he's going to save us from the vaccine, going to save us from the insurrectionists, going to save us from the Marxists who disguise themselves as social justice warriors and racial equality. He's going to stamp them out. And the peace deals. Look at the peace deals. This guy, they said, Trump's going to bring us into World War III, World War IV. That's what the TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome people said. He's led us into peace. He avoided a war in North Korea, which we would have been in if had been the president. But no, we avoided it. And now, Middle East countries are lining up to sign a peace deal with Israel. This is all in accord with prophecy, my friends. This is nothing unusual. I'm not a political genius. This is prophecy coming to the front page of the newspaper and to your favorite independent news site. Thank God for those of you who look at those things. Trump is on a roll. He is going to stay on a roll. He has more support than ever. Many people are not saying that they're going to vote for Trump, but it's going to come out in the polls. Those people who are frustrated about the lack of law and order and the stupidity of the left, they're going to make their voice known in the voting booth on November the 3rd. It's going to be a party followed by a riot, but the riot is going to be quickly eliminated. And then Trump, with no hindrances anymore, he's going to go wild in a good way. Well, I shouldn't say go wild because people say, well, don't you trust the crazy guy? He's not. He's going to lower taxes. This is when gas is going to go down to $1 a gallon. This is when the unemployment rate's going to go down again. Wages are going to go up again. The stock market's going to just blossom because he's going to be able to do things now. He's going to win back the House. That'll be nice. Keep the Senate, and it's going to be glorious for a short time. How long? I don't know. 9 months? A year? I don't know. But then it's going to turn. We all know that. But things are winding up deliciously according to biblical prophecy.